Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Get into the back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes from right now. We'll let you hear a little bit from Kirby Smart, maybe a little bit more from Greg Sankey as well coming up. I know they're down there in Destin doing the spring meetings and media availability and all that kind of stuff. And I know Kirby was on Paul Feinbaum's show yesterday. I think he was on the SEC morning show, mm-hmm. Peter Burns and those guys today. He has used one of my favorite new coach, because you know I'm a sucker for coach quotes, you know, like motivational coach quotes.
Yes.
Kirby Smart said, "You can't cry from a yacht," which is just absolutely correct.
You can't cry from a yacht.
Basically, he went on, they asked him about the you know, the open windows for transfer portals and stuff, and he was like, kind of, you know, talking about this being a problem and that being a problem, all very reasonable. Like, that's the thing about it is, all of his quotes get chopped down into these little sound bites. I would encourage you to go listen to the long form answers that he gives on all these topics, because they're really thoughtful. Like, they're, and at the same time, like, speaking his side and then acknowledging, also it's, you know, it's also hard for them in this way, or this part of it isn't fair for whatever. Like, he's kind of coming at it from a lot of different angles. And he talked about the two transfer windows. And at the end of it, he was like, but nobody wants to hear me complain. Nobody wants to hear Georgia complain. Mm-hmm. National champions and all this stuff. You can't cry from a yacht.
No.
Then we need to fix it.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to listen to me talk about this after all the money I've made for all these years. And he's absolutely right.
Absolutely
right. Like, the level of self-awareness that it takes to be like, this needs to get fixed for the good of everyone. It really would be for the good of everyone. But at the same time, me saying that seems a little bit like both sides of my mouth. Amen. Well done, Kirby.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think B.A. might have said it yesterday when he was on. He's right. Like, it ain't really that the coaches don't want the players to get money. That has nothing to do with anything.
No.
It's about the fact that
they don't care about that at all.
Like, God, dog, can we, like, have a roster? Mm-hmm. You know? But, yeah, I sit back because he's getting old and wiser now. So, coaches like that are going to come.
Can't
like,
cry you can't, from a yacht.
Like, where do you read these things?
I don't know. Do you make that up?
And that's one thing Kirby does. Kirby reads a lot.
Yeah.
He's a big reader and all those things.
Seems like a reader. And not even like a fake reader like me.
Yeah.
He actually, he's not, because I'm a book on tape. So I, you know.
Oh, as long as you get it in you.
It's in me. It's getting in there.
Yeah.
But I think Kirby sits there like maybe even like with a nice like table lamp.
Right.
You know?
Right.
With a stained glass shade.
With some reader glasses.
With some readers, you know? I think he's got like a nice leather chair that he sits in
with
and
them
reads.
With tacks on it. What are those
brass
things
brass tacks.
Is that what they really call it?
I think so.
The tack looking thing that are in the
some
chair?
Sort of upholstery tack.
Yeah,
I know what
man.
You're talking about.
Oh, man.
That's one of the classiest looks you can have.
I can never.
A leather chair with the brass tack on it.
I had an office, but every time I get an office, it gets turned into something else. And so I had the house in Florida, and I wanted one of those, especially Andy. And I never would sit in it because I had one. Yeah, I had one. I never would sit in it because I always thought that was when I'm done playing,
you're still playing. Yeah.
And everything like that. And
like that's where you sit in.
You sit there in your corner and you look at stuff.
Financial documents.
Yeah, that.
With
your glasses.
Yeah, or like you read books that have quotes like that for Kirby.
No
or
pictures.
Like smoke a cigar, you know? Isn't that what you do in that chair?
Man, yes.
Like you do like a little, like you take a peek at your financial statements.
Yes.
And then you take a deep breath of pride knowing how much money you've made. And then you light up a nice cigar. Maybe you have a little bourbon or something. That's what that chair's for me. I want one of those chairs too. I just got to start smoking cigars.
Yep.
And get my financial situation in order. Then we'll get the chair and I'll be sitting in it like Kirby. Let's hear what Kirby said about that. This is not from that same interview, but this is him talking about dealing with the transfer portals.
To be playing in a championship setting and having to deal with that. But when I brought that up as a complaint or a problem, it was told to me, there's no crying from the yacht.
Oh, he said it
so
there
if you're going to play in these environments, you have to be willing to do that.
Okay.
Let's not.
I wonder who told. So someone told him that.
So what do you mean you have to, if you want. So if you're good, all right, we know one thing. If you're good, there's two things. You're going to lose players and you're going to lose coaches.
Yep.
When you're good, when you're a great football team.
Yep.
But why are you punished for being good? Because if you're good, you're in this setting to win and play for a championship.
Yeah, that's right.
So why are like.
I hadn't considered that part of being punished for being good. I was thinking about kind of like the different. Like if you wanted to classify it as like socioeconomic classes, like there's the the upper middle class, the upper class, mm-hmm. the middle class, whatever. And I was thinking about how there's kind of two middle classes now in college football. There's the Power Five teams that are in those the Power Four teams that are in those conferences, but never really have an opportunity to win a championship.
Yeah,
you got to strike while the iron's hot. If you get a good transfer portal window, or you keep a guy, whatever, like Indiana last year, or like Arizona State last year, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, the teams that aren't perennially going to do it, because you know what's going to happen to those teams if they have one good year. Either the guys that stayed around to win it with them are going to go to the NFL,
yes.
or they're going to graduate,
yes.
or they're going to get poached.
Yep.
They're going to get poached by other schools that have more NIL money. So, like, you have one bite at the apple every, I don't know, decade or however long it is if you're in Arizona State or something like that. Then there's one step below that where you don't have an opportunity to win a national championship. Like, you're Appalachian State,
right.
or you're Tulane, or you're something like that. Like, you're never going to win a national championship. But you still have a big fan base, and you have a proud program and mm-hmm. all that, and you can win your conference and maybe you can make the playoff, but then you get penalized for that too. Because if you're Appalachian State and you win the Sun Belt and you go to the college football playoff in this new format, you're going to lose 10 guys.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to afford to pay them. Like, so that happens. And then now there's this, the teams that actually do have a chance to win a national championship play too long. And then the portal opens,
yeah.
and guys leave their team.
It's unbelievable.
During the playoff. Like,
it's
we
got
to find a way for everyone to not be getting penalized for being good.
And that's unbelievable. Like, but that was crazy, because we've been doing the show long enough to be like, you know, when they first started not going to bowl games, the regular ones, when Chris McCaffrey and all those guys opted out and everything, like, well, but they won't do it if they got an opportunity to win a championship. And right on damn time.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
Yeah. And it was the first year where more teams were in there.
Yeah.
That'll happen more. If they go to 16, that'll just be more guys doing it. Because, I mean, that's the other part about it, too, is it's a copycat thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and guys are going to take that as an opportunity to leverage it and get more, right? You're
mm-hmm.
going to get more money transferring in the middle of the college football playoff than you would when there's less at stake, right? So you play that leverage-wise, you're just going to get more, which is, you know, back to the thing we talked about yesterday. Good for the bank account of the guy.
Yep.
Guy plays the game, good for the game. Is that good for the game? Not to me. But he would argue that it is. It was great for the game. It was great for my game. I got $2 million to leave my team in the middle of the playoff and go to another
team.
Because, it was great for the game.
I mean, the NIL, it has its point and its purposes and everything like that. And I think a lot of it, you know, as we talk about, you know, agents and things like that, like, your agent works for you and everything. But I think a lot of times it comes from the peers, the parents.
Parents
and everything. It was so funny because, Jermaine O'Neal, had a great point, because he's coaching now. And they were asking him about, you know, the challenges of coaching in today's era. And he was just talking about that right there. But he wasn't talking about the kids. He was talking about everything else.
Yep.
Because it's always something – it's always and maybe because we were so independent at their age, you know. You know what I mean? Like, and again, I will always confess, I'm raising these little blank holes too. You know what I mean? You know, but I mean, my kids know how to do a lot of things where you look and you like look at the young man and like, you don't know how to do what? What the hell you mean you don't know how to do that? Oh, my mama goes, no, eventually you got to be a damn grown ass man and be able to learn how to do some certain things so you can be a grown ass damn man. But when you look at this whole, I mean, we talked earlier about change, like, everything does not need change, and they're trying to change everything so fast. They're not letting other things breathe. They're not giving it an opportunity to see if it works again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, it worked. So we need to add on to it instead of like, okay. Like, again, I love the 14 playoffs. That was my thing. I don't care too much for the 12, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You keep adding more teams, it's going to water everything down, in my opinion. That's just not my thought process, because they're not going to stop at 16.
No, they're not.
I
read a little bit this morning about how complicated they're trying to make 16.
Yeah.
Doesn't 16 seem so easy? It's four rounds. Everybody plays, and then there's eight, and then there's four, and then there's two, and then there's a champion. Not in their scenario.
No.
There's going to be, like, double buys and all kinds of crap. It's like, what are we
doing? Why does it have to be that complicated?
12 was weird because it's not a normal number to get down to a champion. You had to do buys. You don't have to do buys at 16.
Go back to – what was the format I'm thinking of with Georgia Southern used to win? The Division II. Remember
right.
the Division II playoffs? How they won? Just go like that.
Yeah, it was – I know. Or, like, every level of football.
Yeah.
Like, every state's championship in football.
Why does it have
or Division II, Division III, NAIA, every division.
Why are y'all trying to make it The money is still work.
I know it's still going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a lot of money. I don't know. It's
just want to be special. Just want to be special.
Got to overcomplicate it.
Angela Bassett said the Furious in Boys in the Hood, you might be cute. She ain't special.
Would you rather be cute or special?
Oh, man. Special.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, special can bring out the cuteness. Yeah, you're like, oh, look at that special talent
he has.
Special,
look how special.
Look at that special talent he has.
Special is a versatile word because it's not always a compliment.
No, right.
That's special. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. It's going to be a special edition of the back page with Bo. I'm pretty sure about that. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.